What's the land of milk? It's where the shepherds live. What runs through your mind as you look at those pictures? Thank you. I grew up on a farm. My dad wasn't a farmer, but we lived in the back of my grandpa's farm. What do the sheep eat? Look at it. Can you imagine? Do you know that in the Bible, this is called the pasture? Honestly, today you'll see sheep up in the north. In biblical times, that was the farmer's land. This is the shepherd's land. I remember as clear as yesterday, the first time I experienced this. We had gone for a hike, my first desert experience. I'd only been there a week. And we were sleeping. We found a place to sleep out of that cursed wind at night that's so cold. And I woke up the next morning, and when I woke up, there was a shepherd girl leading her flock, a couple shepherd girls leading their flock up out of one of these wadi canyons, and the sheep were grazing on this hillside. I mean, they were chewing. I could see them. So I'm laying there thinking, what do these, are these rock-eating sheep? And I looked, and one of the other students, an Israeli guy, was laying there stretching and yawning and looking around. It was 5:30 in the morning. So I kind of leaned over and whispered to him, and I said, what do those sheep eat? And he laughed at me, because they always laughed at me. I had a master's degree, and I didn't know what sheep ate. They thought I was the thickest nudnik they'd ever met. How I could read my Bible and not know any of it. They never could figure this out. But he explained. He said, haven't you noticed the evening breeze, the night wind? I said, have you noticed it? You can hardly stand it. It's so cold. It's humid. The wind that comes at night off the Mediterranean has a fairly high humidity, even in the desert. Now, when that humidity comes, it strikes the warm rocks about the same effect that it has on the windshield of your car. That, coupled with an occasional sprinkle in the springtime, produces little tufts of grass. Do you see them? Here's one, here's one, here's one, here's one, there's one here. And the shepherd has to take the sheep to a hillside that has been exposed to the breeze, and they graze a mouthful here, and a mouthful there. And that's what they eat. And I said, you're pulling the wool over my eyes, which he thought was pretty stupid. And he said, no, that's really what we do. So I said to him, what do you call this? And so he recited to me from the Bible, the Lord leads me into green pastures. That is exactly what the Bedouin shepherds call green people. I'm not kidding. Now, many of you will walk out of here and say, I believe some of the stuff. I won't buy that. Honestly, when God in the Bible says, the Lord leads me into green pastures, I remember my Israeli friend that I was talking to got really animated at this point. He said to me, you Westerners, you all think that the God you follow, if you follow him, he's going to plunk you down in belly-deep alfalfa where you have everything you need for the rest of your life. He said, do you have what it takes to handle what's going to happen to you in 10 minutes? First, I thought he knew something I didn't. And then it dawned on me, my wife and kids were back in the... no, I don't. You tell me. You have what it takes to handle what's going to happen to you tonight? Do you know that you can handle what's going to come into your life tomorrow? You got kids sitting next to you. You got grandkids. You got parents. Do you know that you can handle what God is going to allow to happen in your life? Do you know that? You don't have what it takes to handle a lot of things that could happen. I don't either. But is there anybody here, even if you're in the desert, the worst desert, that doesn't have what you need to handle this moment? That's how the Jew reads Psalm 23. Green pastures are not everything you need. Green pastures are simply enough pasture for right now. So why, he said, isn't this goat worried? He has a shepherd. The shepherd will show him. Worry, said an ancient rabbi, is dealing with tomorrow's problems on today's pasture. Following God into green pastures is every minute of every day. But if you or I lose sight of the shepherd and we get ourselves on a hillside that's not exposed to the wind,